welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. Today we'll be talking about healing the emotional component. I've noticed lately, in the last couple of months, that people's emotional states are like on edge. There's a lot more, discomfort, a lot more things coming up. And Eric has some great information today about stabilizing this and releasing energies that are now coming to the surface in order to be released. Welcome, Eric. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. God bless you.
God bless you. So, the emotional component occurs because we have trauma. And some of the trauma we don't remember because we've shut it out. Other trauma may be from past lives, but a lot of this is coming up right now. And it's coming up to be released.
Yes. Yeah, it's time for us to integrate our dark side. We're moving through the galactic center, what all the Christians refer to as going through the end times. And as we move through the galactic center, which probably another 5 years, 10 years, something like that, it's triggering our dark side to come to the surface. And the way you get into your shadow side, your dark side, your baggage, your garbage, your junk, your crap, the stuff you carry, the patterns you carry, the way you get into that is through the emotional. The emotional, the feelings and the emotional component, it gives you access into your shadow side. And then what we have to do is process. Process means working on it, same way you work on the books and the classes when you go to college. You have to learn how to do that. If you go to college, you don't know how to study, you'll flunk out. So with the emotional component, you have to learn how to process and how to move through your issues and work them through. Otherwise, they'll just stay stuck. And they're going to go take some Prozac, have a drink, smoke a joint, and suppress your feelings and put a lid on them. That's what everybody does. Workaholic, addictions to this and that. And every young boy, go ahead.
Well, so Ram Dass used to talk about this energetic stuff coming up as people pushing your buttons. And so you can kind of recognize it when your emotional reactions to things are out of proportion to what they should be. In other words, somebody looks at you the wrong way, you know, your wife gives you the look, you know, and a lot of times it's a big misunderstanding. It's not really meant to be an insult or anything, but because you're programmed to react, anger comes up, you feel like a victim, you feel like people are, you know, emotionally abusing you, when actually they're probably not, because of it's triggering things from the past.
Right. Right. And first of all, I love Ram Dass. He's one of the coolest people ever. And the secret is, see, what you're talking about is the triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody experiences them, everybody wants to ignore them. But you've got these triggers and hot buttons where people do something to trigger you to feel pain or feel hurt or anger or whatever. And
right.
See, what's actually happening is that the external world, your husband, your boyfriend, your work, all the different stuff in the external world is an outpicturing of the patterns and coding and programming and blueprints that you have in the internal world inside of you. So the external world is like a hologram. It's like a three-dimensional hologram. And inside we have a projecting screen that projects out the patterns and the blueprints. And so you'll go into a store or go visit a friend, and they'll say something and just crush you and hurt your heart. Well, those are the old patterns, as you said, from the past lives, but you read them through the current life. So those are from your ex-husband, where you didn't resolve all the crap when you got the divorce, the crap that you hold inside your heart, or from your mother who dominated and controlled you, or from your father who beat you up emotionally and put you down. Those patterns come up in the projecting screen, projects them onto the hologram of the external world. So the secret is that what you see in the external world is not the cause the cause is inside of you. So here's what I always say. If you don't like what's going on, there's something inside of you that is drawing that to you. Mm-hmm. And that pattern inside of you is what you need to resolve.
Right.
So there's basically two things. One is the pattern inside of you, the blueprint, the program, which is etched in by having your mother criticize you every day over and over and over. And it etches in that pattern, which then runs in the external through that projecting hologram. And then
yes,
the other thing...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, forgiveness is releasing the energy within you so that you don't keep attracting the same thing to you again and again.
Well, there's a secret here. And the secret is that forgiveness will only take you so far, because if forgiveness doesn't get to the original pattern. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I knew a guy whose all his group was killed by the Viet Cong. And he told me how they shot everybody and killed everybody all around him. And then he passed out, so they didn't kill him. They thought he was dead. So he got up and walked back to his base when it was all over and he woke up. So imagine he goes, okay, I'm going to forgive these Viet Cong for killing all my guys. Is that going to handle mm-hmm. his trauma? No. It's just
right.
going to clear his heart so he can sit in meditation or pray. But
mm-hmm.
you've got to clear the patterns that are created from the trauma, which is my big announcement today about the trauma, what I've discovered after
mm-hmm.
45 years of working with this. You've got to clear the patterns because, like, let's say I had a student one time she had cancer of the breasts and the throat. And what had happened with her, and by the way, after 5 months, it was completely gone. That's what she told me. What happened with her, and I didn't heal her. She healed herself what I showed her how to do. But her father forced her to have sex once or twice a week. Now, that would be from, I think, about 8, and he penetrated her. God bless her. What trauma? And till she was about 13 or so, she'd dig enough to punch him in the nose. So she had these years of trauma, and the Cherokee said that they taught their children that the inner child material, which is the trauma up to age 11, the inner child material comes up between the age of 50 and 60. And if you don't clear it and heal it, it turns into physical disease. So this is what had happened with her. She was like 50, 51. So imagine she says, okay, I'm going to forgive my father, which she did. Did that take care of the patterns of all the abuse? No. So, like, the forgiveness is the superficial thing you've got to do, and you need to do that for the spiritual so that you can sit in prayer and meditation and not be going around, being resentful all the time. But you've got to access these deeper issues called the patterns and the coding and the blueprints, because when you have trauma, it sets in a certain way. And then you're going to have those ways, those hot buttons is where you'll see them come up. People be putting you down. People be using you. People be, putting a little knife in your heart or a little knife in your back or whatever. And these triggers are the access computer to get into the traumas to be able to work them through. The same way you got to learn how to study when you go to college. It's like a whole culture is knee-deep in denial, the denial syndrome. We don't want to deal with the emotional component. Everybody's so scared about it. It's not that big of a deal. You can process all your emotions. I can teach you how to do it. And that's what I've been learning for 45 years. It just takes work. It's the same way you could give your best girlfriend $150,000 to go through school, but you know what? She's got to want it. She doesn't want to go through college. It's not going to work. Which leads me to my really big announcement is that the cause of the suffering of the human race really lies in the traumas that we've been through, the deep, deep, deep traumas. So it's almost like you can't get in and work on your patterns and your blueprints and heal these things that cause hot buttons until you get the traumas calmed down. It's like everybody's like a nervous wreck. Everybody's tense. Everybody, well, it's because of trauma. Driving down the road, they're throwing the finger at you. They're yelling at you. You call and you talk to somebody on the phone and they're nasty and stuff. Our life is so much trauma. Trauma is the original cause, because once you get stirred, and I learned this because, originally, it took me years to figure it out, because all the women who had horses, red horses, they told me if I just give my horses Rescue Remedy, which has Star of Bethlehem in it, which is the best thing in the world, trauma, if I just give my horses Rescue Remedy, they calm down and things work out. I'm going like, I wonder why that is with the horses. And then I realize it's the same with the human being, that the human being needs to take Star of Bethlehem or Rescue Remedy and calm down before you can get in and access these deep patterns in the human heart. So that's my big announcement. And what I'm doing now, putting everybody on Rescue Remedy first and having them take the Rescue Remedy to calm everything down. And the Rescue Remedy also creates an engine. It's like a motor, a big, it's like a power plant, where a big coal power plant, where it triggers you, it helps you. God works through the Rescue Remedy to help you work through the traumas that you haven't finished yet, the divorce, the death of your son, the sexual abuse from the childhood, of having your parents not understand you, all of the deep traumas that we feel back sometimes 50 years, 30 years, as we're carrying in the heart. And Buddha said, all human life is misery. And I think what he was talking about is the trauma. Because you finally found somebody you can marry, and then the next thing you're getting a divorce. It's just a big trauma. Or you finally have, oh my God, what about Carrie Fisher? She died, and the very next day, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died. And she says, I just want to be with Carrie. And because Carrie's death was such a trauma to her, and she's right. had other traumas. Yeah. There were marriages and divorces, and we're just a big walking bag of trauma. And as you take the Rescue Remedy, which is what I do with everybody now, put them on the Rescue in the beginning. As you take the Rescue, all that begins to calm down. You begin to work that stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you an example. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just wanted to say that we use Rescue Remedy and Rescue Remedy cream with surgery sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah, because it'll stop the physical body going into trauma. Mm-hmm. And the areas of the body, they'll heal up pretty quick.
Right.
I had a woman, I was going to give you an example, I had a woman who hair was falling out. And I said, that's probably because of trauma. And I had her on Rescue for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months. And then she told me that her hair quit falling out. It didn't fall out for years. I said, how long? She said, about 8 or 10 years. Well, I knew her daughter was about 8 or 10. So I said, girl, did you have a cesarean? She said, yeah, man, I had 2 of them, and there was no one to help me. And it was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. So some reason or another, her mother really didn't help her after she had the cesarean. There was such trauma. Well, she took the Rescue, maybe it was 4 to 6 months, and she healed that, and then her hair quit falling out.
Mm-hmm.
So you use the Rescue as an engine to heal something that happened 10 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 50 years ago, or yesterday. I had a woman, she's raped and beaten in Berkeley. She's a gay woman, brought pizza to her girlfriend's. A guy jumped out and raped her and beat her. And she had to drop out of school, couldn't do her poetry, couldn't do her jogging, couldn't play her guitar. And I had her on the Star of Bethlehem, some other remedies for about just 2 months. And then I sat out in the sun doing someone's remedies, and she came and she said, I want to invite you to Jambalaya, the coffee shop. I'm going to be singing, reading my poetry, and I'm jogging again, and I'm going to go back to Berkeley, go back to school. So that trauma had happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the body, oh my God, if I had a woman, this is mind-blowing, she came to class, she had her arm in a cast. she said that she had broken her arm because she's in the my class. She knew about the rescue, so she started putting rescue on it. She said that the doctors, it was broken two places. She said the doctors took her x-ray and said, "Do you see that you broke your arm in two places?" She said, "Yeah." "Would you explain to us why it is that when we push on those areas, there is no pain?" Mm-hmm. So what had happened, she started putting the rescue about around where she broke her arm. She never had pain.
That's great.
Mind-blowing. Yeah, so for your physical body, I mean, I get burned all the time. I grab the hot pan, you know. I just put the rescue. I had one guy, he opened the radiator, boiling water all over his face, and I had him put the rescue on every 30 seconds, every minute, and in about 5 hours, he told me it was like it never happened. There was no pain, no blistering, nothing. So you've got immediate trauma, and then you've got body trauma, and then you've got emotional trauma. And that engine needs to be rolling for you to be, because if you're going to go and work through the patterns that are causing you all these hot buttons, that are causing your life to not be, for you to be lonely, for you to be hurt, for you to not have the love that you want, whatever the issues are, if you're going to work through those deep issues on your shadow side that are tormenting you, you need to be calm and peaceful. Mm-hmm. And restful. And that's what the rescue does. It calms everything down. That's what everybody tells me.
So and what's in Rescue Remedy? It's a combination,
Rescue Remedy,
right?
Yeah, it's got five remedies for shock and trauma. The first is the Sarbanes-Oxley. That's your main remedy. That's the best. That'll set up the best process. Through God's grace, God will work through that remedy. God put the herbs here, and he put the star Bethlehem here, so that during the going through the galactic center, the end times, that we have a way to cool our jets down, because life is so traumatic. So star Bethlehem for trauma. I tell everybody it's the best, sets up the best process for healing trauma on the planet Earth. I don't think you can beat it with anything. The second one is rock rose. Rock rose is the remedy for terror, which is what you feel when the plane bounces around and throws you around, terror. Then you've got cherry plum. Cherry plum is a remedy for feeling like you're losing your mind, fear of going crazy and losing your mind, desperation. Then you've got clematis, which is a remedy for spaciness, because a lot of times people get in trauma and they get real spacey. And then you've got impatience. In England, they call it impatience, which is for being too impatient, because you get agitated and impatient when you're in trauma. So those all five blend together to make the rescue remedy, which is a really cool formula. The first thing I ever do is have people get on rescue and take it and get that engine running so that you can calm down. I had one woman listen to the show I did, I think it was last summer with you, and she owns a store called Listening, and she, wonderful young lady, she owns a store in Florida, health food store. And I've been selling rescue for years. And she said, "I heard you," and I started using rescue, and it made a really big difference. And then she called, and now we're working on the deeper stuff. And I think she's taking rescue for 3 months, 4 months, something like that.
Now, last time we talked, we were talking about agrimony.
Yes.
What is agrimony best for in terms of releasing
trauma?
Well,
you know, what a cool question. Agrimony is one of the most important remedies. So everybody in radio land, right, write this down. You use agrimony if you're on drugs, because it helps you to get off drugs. I had a woman who smoked since she's 12. She's almost 60, and she's now completely free of drugs. I mean, of cigarettes. All of my guys quit their cigarettes. I don't have a single guy that doesn't quit cigarettes, and they never want to smoke again. So alcohol, cigarettes, Prozac, drugs, you can't get healed. The spiritual laws, you can't get healed if you're doing drugs. So because drugs make the consciousness morbid, you need consciousness. You need to be conscious, and the consciousness comes from the soul. And Kirpal Singh said the healing power is in the soul. So you've got to be able to draw from your spiritual source. I got a student in Australia. She says that... she says that she had the worst eating disorders when she was 13, and she got into Overeaters Anonymous, And she doesn't have any eating disorders anymore, but she said it was turning everything over to God, surrendering to God and praying and listening, because the healing comes from the souls, body, mind, and spirit. Mind is giving remedies. Spirit is turning everything over to God and listening. So, and then God's grace coming to you to heal you. So agrimony is to give up drugs. So if you're doing any chemicals at all, you take agrimony, because you can't heal if you're on chemicals, because they block your sensitive connecting the dots about your patterns. So they'll block all that. The second thing is you use agrimony if there's any pain. If you have pain in your body or pain in your emotional, I call it, I ask a person, do you have torture and torment and agony in your heart? If a person says yeah, well, then we use the agrimony. If you don't work through the torture and torment that people are putting on you, they don't go down to the bottom. You go, I got headaches, I got fibromyalgia, I got whatever. It's these people putting the crap on you that you're not working through, and it's ending up in your body. So for body pain, I use agrimony. Most all of my students, not 100%, but most of them, are completely free of pain now. I've owned three schools of massage, and I don't touch people anymore. I use the emotional component to heal the body pain. So body pain, emotional pain, and the agrimony personality type will take their feelings and push their feelings aside, and then don't deal with deep emotions. And we need to be able to. I've got a guy in Phoenix who sends me a letter every day with all his feelings. Because throughout his life, he's pushed his feelings aside, pushed his emotions aside. So the agrimony helps you get in touch with your feelings, and through your feelings, you're able to perceive what exactly is going on with you. Is this person good for you? Is this job good for you? How do you feel about what they're saying to you? How do you feel about being here? That has to do with your feelings, and if you shut your feelings down, you can't do that. You can't protect yourself. So that's pretty much what agrimony is.
And what is the remedy that you use to release past trauma?
To heal the trauma?
Like a trauma in childhood or something.
That would be Star of Bethlehem. See, okay. The Star of Bethlehem, when I make a remedy for someone, I'll put the Star of Bethlehem in it. And the Star of Bethlehem is also in the engine of the rescue remedy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give the Star of Bethlehem, if you're giving it in a formula, they take that four times a day. So I may give, say, three remedies. One of them will be Star. And as they take that, they're going to work through the trauma of the childhood. Now, it's not a five-minute process. Like the girl I told you about that had the trauma with the two cesareans, it was 10 years ago. But within 5-6 months, that was resolved. But it's faster than anything else that you'll ever work with. So I would say you're going to get the healing that you're looking for 6 months to a year. It took years to put this stuff in, and it takes years to resolve it sometimes, depending on how deep it is. But generally, you're going to find some pretty fast movement once you start taking the Star of Bethlehem. You'll start to feel better, because you're going to feel better if you're working on yourself. If you're not working on yourself, because the other secret is that during this dark age that we're coming out of, going all the way back to Alexander the Great and the pharaohs, and we're moving into the age of enlightenment, where we're ascending and we're moving into the new renaissance, and it's going to become very easy to become enlightened. And the old age, God has chosen to use physical disease and body pain and emotional pain as a wake-up call that there's some issues we need to process. Like if you're living with the wrong man and you don't love that man and you're not true to yourself, you're going to have migraines. If you're in a job that you hate, you'll have back pain. If your sister is beating you up and criticizing you, you're going to have stomach pain. So the diseases are basically wake-up calls to get you to work on some things, because God's always trying to teach us, hey, man, you're too dominating, or hey, you're cruel to other people, or hey, you need to get some forgiveness going on. You've got too much animosity. and don't let people walk all over you. God's trying to teach us these things so that the whole world is like a flashbulb, and people see it as something where we can indulge and have material pleasures, which is okay, but to have money and sex be your whole thing is not reality. We need to find God. Mahatma Gandhi said, my purpose is self-realization and God-realization, and we need to discover ourselves. We know all the stuff about everything, but we don't know our own self. So healing, part of healing, is to discover your own self. I had my gal and my student in Australia. I said, you ought to find out about the walkabout. They go out, you walk alone, you go out around there in Australia, and the Aborigines has a way to get to know yourself. The old Anasazi would send their children out when they came into puberty to walk around out in the desert for 6 months, out in the nature for 6 months, to get to resolve the demons in their heart. Then they come back to the tribe and say, well, you're a man now, you can take a wife. Richard Gere, when he's done making the movie, which is hard work, I don't know if I could do it, when he's done making the movie, he goes over to the ashram of the Dalai Lama and sits in meditation for 6 months. They don't even have a telephone there. So what's missing in our culture is people getting to know their own self. And in getting to know yourself, you need to learn to work through the traumas and the patterns that are causing you to be upset. And the triggers are your key to the finding the upset that's inside of you and finding out what's wrong. Hope that answers the question.
Well, would you like to tell the listening audience a little bit about your courses and what you teach?
Sure, and I have a point too. My class is a 1 year class, although some people study with me longer. And what I do basically is, and we give a certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, and then homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And what I do is we talk each week for about an hour, and sometimes it could be longer. And I help you to move through your issues and show you how it's done, because I'm teaching you how to treat yourself. In learning to heal yourself, you can heal everybody else. Because the way you learn to heal yourself, the way you learn to heal the world is to heal your own self. And so I sit beside you and hold your hand, and we talk each week. And as we move through the weeks, you'll begin to understand how the process works, how the remedies work, what the remedies are, how the whole shadow side works. There's some books you read, but I keep it real simple. There's no tests. There's no examinations. It's a true apprenticeship with me sitting beside you and making sure that you're able to work through your issues. And so we do this for about a year, and then you can quit and get your certifications, or you can go on. I've got students studying with me for 3 and 4 years because we just keep going deeper and deeper and healing more and more stuff inside of you. So that's pretty much, and my phone number, 406-585-0774, and medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And DrEricLove.com.
Great. So what else can you tell us about some of the other remedies that are useful in clearing the emotional traumas?
Well, let's take a few and we'll run them down real quick. These are called the shielding remedies. One of the biggest problems is people taking your power, using you as a feeder, they're feeding off of you, and people dumping on you, putting their energy on you, using you as a dumper. So people using you as a dumper and feeder, you've got 9 remedies for that. Through those remedies, God's able to teach you how to protect yourself and not allow yourself to be used as a dumper and feeder. And it's like magic, because as you heal these patterns inside, the external will just change. So people will change. I had a woman, she couldn't even talk to her husband. They were in the process of getting a divorce. Once she began healing herself, now she can have wonderful conversations with him because she is no longer the same person. She doesn't have these targets inside of her. So you've got Sentry. Agrimony is a shielding remedy. Sentry is shielding. Sentry is too much of a nice guy. Can't say no. Mm-hmm. Give, give, give to everybody. People take, 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 and you don't get as much from other people as you give out to them. It's a wonderful remedy. Walnut is for protection. If you've got one person or one big person who's hassling you, or a couple big people who are hassling you, powerful people, use walnut and solve that, and they'll quit hassling you. It's like a miracle because you've changed and you've learned how to become shielded. You have pine, which is a remedy for guilt. The most guilty person I've ever met in my entire life had most guilt of anyone I ever met. She took it for 8 months, and she told me that she didn't have any guilt anymore. She said she was still taking it, but pretty much her guilt had been totally resolved. Now, that's called a thorough constitutional transformation, where you take mm-hmm. the deepest negative character defect or spiritual defect in the person, and that transforms into the opposite. Like, the most dominating man I ever met, his wife brought him to me, and we worked for some 6 months or whatever it was, and she told me he was no longer dominating. This guy was the most dominating man ever. Sweet spiritual guy, but dominating. That's a thorough constitutional transformation. So you got fear, for example, which is another shielding remedy. Mimulus. Some affirmations, and what the goal is to get you to quit worrying about money, because worry about money is fear. Worry about disease. So, oh, I'm going to get the breast cancer. Angelina Jolie had her breast removed and her uterus and mm-hmm. Ovaries removed because of fear of getting disease, like her mom and grandmother getting cancer. So fear of disease, fear of worry about money, worry about the world, anything of the world, including spiders and snakes, anything that's worldly. Use Mimulus, and so in time, my students tell me they're not worried about money anymore. It's really cool. Some take more, some take less time, but you'll get there. Large is a remedy for confidence. Feeling capable enough. I had this one doctor in chiropractor. He's in Santa Monica. Every other chiropractor, he said, is more educated in nutrition, and they've written books, and they're better than me. And he just ate him up, his lack of confidence. It wasn't true, he said. He was very skilled in nutrition and healing. But he took my course, an in-house course, which was 4 months. He took it twice. And this is in the 80s, and he had all the confidence that he needed. That large had worked, it turned over, he had a thorough constitutional transformation. You got clematis, which is for spaciness. The person's spaced out all the time. Because if you're spaced out, they're going to come and get you. And usually as a dumper and feeder. You've got scleranthus, which is for indecision, where you can't make decisions over little everyday things. And then you've got Serrato, where you mistrust your decision, run around and ask everybody else their opinions. Mm-hmm. Those are all the shielding remedies. So we would use some of those to show you how to protect yourself and shield yourself. And that's one of the greatest causes of disease. And that's a very interesting group of remedies.
Great. And how many remedies are there?
There's 38 remedies, and once you learn them, they're going to treat the whole spectrum of the whole spectrum of the spiritual defects. Because when you get into the mind, to the emotional component, you've got your spiritual defects, your character defects, and then you've got your traumas. And the character defects, you use the Bach, and the Bach used properly, you can be able to get to them. You're going to be able to resolve them. And you're going to take the deepest weaknesses that you've carried for your whole life and get them resolved. Janis Joplin was eat up by her lack of confidence. And when she mm-hmm. recorded Bobby McGee, she only took nationwide number one. She only took one take to record it. But before, mm-hmm. she was telling the engineer, she's going, hey, you know, I just don't have it, what it takes. I'm not as good as other people. I can't play the guitar as good as other people. It's just really bothering me. I wish I was good like other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that lack of confidence in her other stuff just ate her up. She got in on the heroin and then ended up dying of a heroin overdose.
Yeah.
It's better to my feeling is that don't drug your pain away. Work on your pain.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Well, a lot of people in the entertainment business have confidence issues. That's well known.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. Really true. Yeah. Well, you know, and the secret is everybody got issues. John Kennedy, he drew all these people that used him as a dumper and feeder. He had people around him hating him. And, of course, they killed mm-hmm. him. And so did Mahatma Gandhi. He had people wanted to kill him. They ended up killing him. Everybody mm-hmm. got a shadow side. And we're supposed to step out, be well-dressed, look good, and pretend we don't have a shadow side. And then we go and use denial, and you don't even remember. You have a drink, you have a smoke, and you're not even going to remember you have a shadow side. But everybody's mm-hmm. got one. It's body, mind, and spirit. Not body, body, body. Body, mind, and spirit. Mind is your shadow side. Mind is your emotional component. And the spiritual component is your capacity to listen to God give you instructions. Because like say you're a mean person, God's always telling you, dude, don't be so mean. Love other people. Mm-hmm. Don't be hurting other people. But we don't listen because we're always chasing after this and that, and we're materialistic. But we're moving to the age of enlightenment where, hey, you can do these things now. You can hear me. You can hear Mahatma Gandhi. You can hear Ram Dass. You can hear the great spiritual teachers, which I don't consider myself in that class. I'm a struggling little mystic over here, beginner, but we can work on the higher things of life and heal ourselves for the first time.
Yeah. So,
can I read that poem?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so here's my little poem. To know yourself, the person who you truly are, to feel your truth, your birth, and speak your voice, your truth. Floating gently in the windless of your heart. To be yourself, your own true self. Tonight, a winter snow falls softly on the windowsill as lies fall gently from your heart. Your truth, unspoken for 1,000 years. This wetness of the falling snow, this darkness in the shadows of the human mm-hmm. heart, the snow of timeless winter's breath, your truth, within the cold and ancient heartbeats of the winter's desert night.
It's beautiful.
Wrote that for the show. So we're discovering that truth. We need to discover ourselves. We know about everything else. We don't know anything about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians, you go to Indian reservation, you'll hear the boys say, oh, I went up on top of the mountain and I fasted for 3 days. I've heard it over and over from the Indians. But the white man doesn't do that. We're just chasing, chasing, chasing. You need a kid come out of high school. Well, you need a woman and you need a car and you need a job. And just nobody focuses on learning about yourself and resolving the demons, the heartbreak and the hurt, pain that we carry. You go in and you talk, don't bring your pain to work. Don't bring your issues to work. Nobody wants to hear it. An in-time person got the cancer, they got disease, whatever. You just sit down and talk to them, hold their hand, listen to them, and you'll hear about all the struggles that they got going on. The job of the healer, the doctor, is to help that person to resolve their struggles. The mm-hmm. worst relationship between a man and a woman, one of my students, she got cancer for the third time, and she said, this got to be emotional. So we started doing SAF, which is another technique that I teach. And I also teach a wonderful program from Dr. Day that heals physical disease. It's nutrition that you do, diet and other things. And he was 350 pounds, sits in front of the television all day, and criticizes her and puts her down and tears her down, and been that way for years. And as she healed this stuff from her childhood, it should turn out that her mother beat her every day, every other day, satanically beat her. And I thought, why didn't you ever tell me that? Well, as she healed this stuff, the relationship with her husband totally changed, and he became loving and nurturing and kind. And she said it was just like when they first got married 35 years ago. So, he was coming from the projector screen of her patterns inside of her, projecting onto her external life. And by changing herself, the hologram, the three-dimensional hologram of the husband completely changed. He changed into a totally different person without him taking remedies, without him working with anything, just by her changing. It's the most amazing thing. I could tell you hundreds of stories like that.
Well, that's evidence of the theory of the hologram theory.
The hologram theory, I love it. I'm going to quote you on that. Yeah.
Well, you change what's inside, then the projection outside changes.
Projection outside will change. Yes. Yeah, and that's a secret. It's a metaphysical secret, and we got the remedies to help you do it. I mean, if you're just talking the theory, if you didn't have the remedies, because the remedies kick your butt and help you to process. Actually, they don't really kick your butt. They just help. God works through the remedy to show you how to process your material, and then you get into a lifestyle where you do some processing. Okay, well, you should do some journaling, and you should do some prayer, and you should, if you feel like crying, go ahead and cry. You know, you need to let yourself. Release or heal or integrate and come to an understanding, because it's not just releasing. You also need to change the person who you are and come to an understanding. These kind of people I don't want to hang around. That person I need to be protected and shielded from. There's connections that you need to make and things that you need to learn. And then the patterns will vaporize and the hologram will change.
True.
It's really sweet. So sweet. My heart breaks the suffering of people.
Well, we're coming up at the end of the hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cole. DrEricLove.com. You can call me at, I'm the only person you can call and get on the phone. 406-585-0774, 406-585-0774, DrEricLove.com, or MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. So you can call me and we'll sit down and chat and have a cup of tea, and we'll see if this program is good for you.
Great. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Eric Love on healing the emotional component, the original cause of disease. And you have his contact information. The Boxflower Remedies are really probably the best program I've ever seen for this particular issues that affect not just your emotional state, but also your physical state. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Michael Bell on The Invisible Crime. And on the 11th, Angela Kaufman, improve your relationships with the power of your intuition. So thank you very much for joining us today. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.